Hi, how's everybody doing? Okay. So first, I just want to thank Joan and everyone for having me be a part of this series. I feel so honored to read with such powerful writers and women. So what to read? I was trying to find some things that would be about things I love, things that I know, and things I wanted to say. So what better way to do some poems tonight? So. My first poem I'd like to dedicate to my mother. It is her birthday today, and I know she's having a hell of a party up in heaven, and one day I'm going to be invited, so. Slip away. Holy crap, this heat and my hair. All I can think about in this heat is my hair. As a child, I remember my mother would press my hair with heat like this. I would sit, cringing on a kitchen stool, and with each pass of her hand, she would plow at my scalp, parting sections of hair to be pulled and pressed. There would be grease, a large vat set on the counter near the stove, and her great-grandmother's pressing comb would rest on the burner, top blazing orange. I would watch her wield that heavy iron-tooth comb. The process was slow, steady, the heat superior. My strands of hair straightened into submission. I always thought she would drop it. Terrified she would drop that comb and it would slide down the center of my back. It would burn, leave marks that would never fade away. I always prayed she wouldn't let that comb slip. She wouldn't lose her grip. That she would always have a grasp and it would never slip away. Slip away. Slip out of those hands now as I hold them. They are swollen and immobile. Slip away out of that lucid drifting mind. Slip away. Maybe I should slip away to a warm place where I can lift my chin and welcome the heat, where I can smile and find comfort from feeling so hot. Slip away, far away from the cancer that is creeping and clawing at parts of her, away to places where doctors still see pink and nothing is dark or burnt or mine. I always feared she would lose her grip on that comb and it would slide down the center with its grease and I would grieve how I'd have been marked for life. I would tell my mother why I would shift on that tiny kitchen stool and she would tell me to unball my shoulders, sit up straight. Stop being silly. She would tell me she would never do that. She would never lose her grasp. She would never hurt me. She would never, ever slip away. Okay. Thank you. So, things I know. When you're gonna die, that's just it. You're going to die. Don't worry about carbs or cheese. Matter of fact, welcome cheese, a lot. Don't worry about the stains on your shirt denting your new car. If you have good insurance, that's right, don't give a shit about insurance. When you're going to die, look at the machine that cleans your blood. Watch it turn, churn at your life a little more every other day and think, I'm gonna die. Close my eyes. Visit the angels like die. It doesn't matter if your boss thinks you did a good job, if you have food in your teeth, if the check gets there by the 15th. Don't care about how loud the man shouts at the Eaton Park, whether he's taken his meds, has a gun, or if you left the right amount for the tip. You're dying. When you're dying, don't think of things like sunsets, song lyrics, saying goodbye. Think of the last time you smelt sex on your lover's breath. Think about going while coming and how your fingers fumbled on your misbuttoned pants. You like my tongue best. I know this when I lean close, touch you, feel the exhale of my breath dance with the warmth of your skin. Curl and draw half circles along your inner thigh with just the tip. And you forget to breathe. So my last one here, things I want to say. Black boys think of death 25 more times a day than white boys. They think of death when they wake, when they walk, when they wonder. Black boys don't run because they'll die. Don't speak, make eye contact, talk back, or breathe. Black boys think death. How will it happen? When will it happen? While it happens. They think of the fatalities, brutality, the reality of death. White boys think of beer, college girls, and sex. Black boys think of death when they look at white girls. They know how fast a bullet can come. Black boys think death first thing in the morning, after they brush their teeth, when they get dressed. They think of death when they can't think of anything else, when they don't know the answer, when they don't care. They think of death when they drive a car, walk after dark, walk and are dark, stand on a corner, sit on a bench, come home, go out, play. White boys think of baseball, football, hockey sticks, and sports. Black boys are sport. Thank you. Okay. So I am thrilled to introduce Callie DiSabato, coming up, a writing project fellow and a fellow teacher. Welcome, Callie.